We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It's always fun to get back, especially with, we talked about this earlier, but especially with how the season's gone and having unforeseen obstacles in my way seemingly everywhere. It's always good to be able to get back on the field and start getting going again.
Physically, you were able to feel like it was before you ended up on the IL?
Yeah, generally. I mean, it definitely felt like I had a long all-star break or something, but I was able to throw and kind of ramp up a little bit at the end of my stint too, so it wasn't like I just came out of, rolled off the couch and tried to go back out and pitch in a big league game. So I was feeling good about that, and you know, there's maybe a little shortness of breath, but got ready pretty quick and stuff, but that's to be expected even if like sickness isn't involved. It's, you're always going to feel that. So generally I'm pretty happy with how I've bounced back.
Speaking of your couch, I guess you use that to help you stay loose throwing. Is that, I guess it's good to know that in a, you know, an emergency situation, your couch can be an option for you if you need to throw?
Yeah, now that I've lived through the pandemic and the lockout and getting COVID, I'm MacGyver. I mean, we just learned how to make use of the things we got in our house to stay in shape and get ready to be a professional athlete. So it's par for the course. It was easy. But there's not a lot in my apartment here, so it's fortunate that we even have a couch. But it worked like a dream.
Aside from the physical standpoint, what's the mental hurdle? I mean, because you spent time on the injury list earlier and now this most recent stint. What is that mental hurdle of just not being able to be out here every day and then coming back out in September as this team's gunning for a division title?
You know, it's tough. It's you want to be out there. You want to be part of something. You want to be valuable. I mean, you don't want to be – no one wants to, like, just sit there and collect a paycheck and not contribute to the team at all. And it's – you know, we do this for a reason, and – I have the hardest time watching baseball if I'm not close to being able to play, and it's going to be interesting when I'm done playing how that's going to go, but it's just a tough all around, but I feel like I've had a lot of experience, you know, bounce back in my career and having long times off and then having to come back and find a way to continue to you know, reinvent myself and use the information I learned and get better. So if those are silver linings, having a little bit of time to think and rest and get going, I guess I've had a lot of that. But you just want to contribute, especially to a team when the team's special like this and the way we've been playing all year and the way we've been battling the guys we've got in that clubhouse. You want to go and give them everything you got and maybe even go ascend past anywhere you've ever been and go win a World Series. So I just want to be part of it. That's the hardest part. But now I can say I'm at least part of it a little bit.
Are you someone that takes a peek at the standings?
100%. It's impossible to not with kind of the two hard. We're two big markets, two high-profile teams, and it's a big race and two really good teams. So, like, you can't help but be aware of not only that, our race, but I'm aware of everybody's races. It's just that's part of, you know, what I loved as a fan growing up. The David Goliath stories, the teams. The underdog teams that haven't won a long time, having a good team and seeing how far they can go, like stuff like that. I love that. That's what I love about sports, and that's what I loved about baseball. So I pay attention to that stuff still, and it's pretty cool to be part one of those Goliaths, trying to fend off and do something that we haven't done here in a little bit. So that's why we play sports.
Well, Trevor, glad you're off the couch and not throwing to the couch anymore. Thanks for a few minutes. Appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.